Hey everybody, it's Rob Marchand of Hunting Out Loud, and today we're going to switch it up, talk a little basketball with Bobby Hale, my stepson, my son, my boy, old Bobby Hale. Now Bobby, I'm going to start off like this. I was out in the garage, cleaning the garage a few years ago, a couple years ago, whatever, and I found a little box, and in that box, there was a note you'd wrote to your mother. And that note read, "One of these days I'm going to play for basketball for college." I don't know when you wrote that note, but it was a long time ago, wasn't it, Bobby?
Yes, sir, it was.
Do you remember when you wrote that? It seemed like, I mean, the handwriting wasn't all that great, so, I mean, it must have been when.
If I'm correct, I'm thinking it was like the summer of my sixth grade, going into sixth grade.
So that's something, have a dream, you know, in sixth grade, and then. And, you know, you fulfilled that dream. Now you signed with KCU and Kentucky Christian University. The Knights, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a lot of hard work. I mean, I've watched you work your tail off. Everybody around here in this community has watched you work your tail off to get where you're at now. And there's still a lot of work to do, you know. So tell me a little bit about what it's took for you having that dream at in the sixth grade, and the discipline and the work it's took. And, you know, I feel like there's been a little luck or maybe a little faith. God's put you in the right, you know, places, put some people in your lives. Like I would say Coach Pack, and that's just me talking for one. I mean, just a selfless man. The whole family, Misty and Alex, all of them. They're so selfless, and they've helped a lot of kids, not just you. And it should inspire everyone to watch them, and they're humble, you know, ain't they, Bob?
Yep.
I mean, they don't want any of the credit. When everybody else is out there raising their hands, getting all the glory, Coach Pack's always sitting in the corner, just smiling, ain't he? Tell me a little bit about how he's helped you, Bobby.
Well, with me being like probably about 5'11", 6 foot, I've had to work a lot harder than a lot of these five stars that are blessed with the height of 6'5" and plus. So with that coming into hand, Coach Pack's is kind of, you got to work even harder than those dudes do to get the exposure that he's gotten me and my teammates throughout the years.
Yeah. And he, I mean, he has so much, he believes in each one of you, you know. I mean, he believes all of you going to play in the NBA. And it takes someone to believe in you. And for you young kids to see someone believe in you and push you, and he's pushed you guys really hard. I've sat back and watched all this, and it's been fun to watch. I mean, your brother Gray, he's helped him tremendously too. And you know, what does it mean to get to college, Bob?
To be honest, it's kind of weighed off my shoulders because there for a while going into my junior year, I had plenty of interest, I just didn't have any offers yet. So there for a while we were starting to get worried, and Coach Pack just kept telling me to keep working, that God will put it into my hands. And then summer going into my senior year, it all opened up.
Yeah. Well, you never give up, you know. That's the thing about it. Just about the time you start to give up, I think I told you this, about the time you get ready to give up is about the time you get ready to succeed.
Yeah.
And you just gotta stick with it. And And, you know, from here on out, I mean, what's the plans? You know, sixth grade, the big dream was to play college ball. Now you're there. Now there's a lot of work to do. I mean, I don't think you're going to be satisfied just walking out on the court saying I'm a college basketball player. So where do we go from here?
Right now, going from college, I definitely want to win a national championship. And then after the years of college, I'd like to give back to the kids in the community or wherever I end up living and train kids for a living, or maybe even coach, something like that. I just want to stay around the sports.
Right. Would you say, once again, Coach Pack may have inspired you a little bit to do that?
Knowing, oh, yeah.
Knowing how he helped you, and now you want to give back yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a little luck. With all the hard work, it takes a little luck and running into the right people and having the right people believe in you. And I know you had a great career at Russell. I mean, You know, when you came up at Russell, you went through three coaches and stuff, and you know, they've been trying to get things straightened out up there, and they have. The last couple of years, you guys have had really solid years compared to what it's been since Kyle Skaggs, I guess, has been there, and so things are looking good. And you was a big part of that. You and a big group of you kids, really. I mean, gee whiz, mm-hmm. I could think. You know, I think all them kids. You know, I've watched every one of you guys grow up, and there's a lot of talent went through there the last couple of years, and hopefully they stay on track thanks to you guys. And so now going to KCU, you get to play with one of your rivals, Travis Weaver, which played AAU ball with you, and now he's on your team. So that's a pretty good deal, and I think you guys are going to try to help coach a little bit.
Yeah, we're definitely going to try and help coach around here somewhere.
is that on the down low right now?
Yeah, it's on the down low a little bit.
So, but now you've been working kids out and stuff like that already a little bit. Is that something you talk about?
I started out kind of doing it on my own, just going to the track at Russell and working kids out. And here in the past week, a guy named Cody Fannin asked me if I wanted to help do basketball stuff on the side, so I told him I'd do that, so I've been doing that for a couple of days now.
I mean, what age group are you working with mostly?
Right now it's any age, to be honest, but for the most part it's kind of younger kids, because right now I'm just doing fundamentals until I learn all the scientific parts of the speed and agility stuff. So,
you know, Bobby, he's talking about fundamentals, and I think during your graduation, Sean Witt said it best. We all think you're going to be a pro. You know, when you guys are young, all the parents, Little League, you know, and Marv Meredith, everybody's going to be a pro. And I think us parents get consumed more with our kids doing this and that and all this crazy crap that we forget to teach the fundamentals. And not only the fundamentals, but the mental strength, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Mental toughness. And you know, I've preached that forever. I mean, when me and you first met, if a fly landed on your ear or something, you're liable to go down for the count. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, now you're one of the toughest kids out there, and that's because you worked. I mean, I feel like that's something you have to work at just as hard as all the fundamentals and all the other things in basketball. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, and it definitely goes in the hand with you when it comes into deer hunting, because, I mean, you've told me and Greg from whenever we see these, whether it's a buck or a doe or whatever animal it is, we want to try and put it in its heart so it doesn't have to die through misery. Yeah. And so you want to just zone in, and that comes from being mentally locked in, and that even happens on the basketball court. You want to be mentally locked in, have that dogness in you to go and kill someone.
Yeah. You know, on a deer, of course, like you said, you want to make a good, clean, ethical shot. And, you know, when them old deer walk up on you, they make your knees weak, won't they?
Yeah, you definitely feel your heart a-pumping.
And you have to work your way through that. And, you know, is there some advice you can give kids, like, you know, that get out on that court, that may have a lot of talent, that may have everything it takes, but mentally, You know how it is, Bob. You know, I've seen you at times when you was younger, Greg, and about all you kids get out there. And, I mean, you have all the skills in the world, everything you need to dominate a game, however your coach may want you to play. But you just can't let it go. And, you know, I'm sure there's some kids out there that just can't get over that. If you know what I'm talking about, the nerves and all that stuff. And, you know, is there something that could help them kids mentally to strengthen their mental toughness that you would, some advice you'd have for them?
Yeah, for sure. As most of y'all know, I'm a Derrick Rose fan. So he grew up, as most of them professional athletes do, from like the projects. And they ask him kind of a similar question, what to give back to the younger athletes. And he said, I actually watched the video probably 6th or 7th grade when I was going through that stage when I was, I guess you could say, mentally weak. And he said it's being mentally weak is lack of working out. And if you think of it, it's the truth. So if you work out enough, you'll have enough confidence that you wouldn't have, that you wouldn't be mentally weak. Just like in bow hunting, if you go out back and shoot your bow enough, it's just muscle memory, so it's going to come through.
You're going to have confidence to take that shot on that buck, you know,
yep.
instead of second-guessing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So hard work pays off.
Yeah.
And you know, for you kids, get out there, and everyone's going to have a bad game, right, Bob?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's going to miss a shot. Coach is going to yell at you. I would say work through it, you know. Don't listen to people like me up in the stands saying, that coach sucks. He's terrible. You don't know what he's talking about. Don't listen to your parents. We love you. We're, you know, but the coaches are coaching, and you always listen to them coaches, no matter what us crazy parents are screaming and hollering about. And as far as, you know, since we're talking about sports, and I've watched you grow up, and you and Greg both do the sports, you know, you see a lot in the sports, and us crazy parents, you know, out of love, we make a lot of mistakes. But I'd say one of the biggest mistakes when kids are young, you know, is just let them work through things on their own. There's going to be tough times and all that stuff. Just let them work through it. It'll make you tough right there, won't it, Bob?
Yeah.
But so, national championship for KCU. How are you guys looking this coming year?
According to Coach Sky, it's looking like the best class that they've brought in the history of that program down there. So, should be pretty good.
Well, that says a lot for you and Mr. Weaver, huh? I know, yeah. I have two big favorites on that team. So, you know. Are we allowed to scream and holler up in the stands, or will they throw us out of college?
I'd say you're allowed.
I'll just watch it. I'd say Coach Trimble will throw me out one of these days anyways for Greg. He does a fine job, and you know, it's, I told you, you'll never be loved as much as what you're loved by your community, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm glad to see you playing around here, you know, for me selfishly, and of course your mom and all your family and all your fans around here. And so what else, Bob? What else we got to talk about? That's a lot in 12 minutes, wasn't it?
Yeah.
This podcast's pretty simple, ain't it?
Well, since you asked me what I think to give back to kids, what would you give back, mentally wise?
As far as mental toughness?
Yeah.
Well, I just think, I know what I've always told you and Greg. Just go out there and work through your mistakes. Don't let them paralyze you, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you kids, a lot of you kids have big hearts, and when you go out on that court, you're wanting to play ball, whether it's baseball, football, basketball, whatever sport it might be, you know. You're out there because you love the sport. You have passion. You want to make your parents happy. You want to make your friends happy. You want to make the school happy. You want to make your coaches happy. And sometimes that's a lot of pressure for a young kid. And sometimes, and you've seen it, you've played with kids like this, and I've watched it, you know, that pressure gets the best of these kids, and they just kind of fold up, and they never get to show their true, you know, athleticism and their skill out there. So when you get out there and you get the nervous butterflies, just know it's everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
Just work through it. Do the best you can for that game. The next game, if you get them again, work through it. It'll be okay. Just keep working through it. And you'll get over it, won't you, Bob?
Yeah.
And I know this because I felt the same way, you know, with shooting competitive archery and stuff like that. Well, I would smoke everybody's butt around here when I first started the ASA state championships or IBO state championships local. I was smoking everyone, see? And then when I go to the big tournaments, everybody's like, man, Robbie Marchand, he's going to kill everybody. Well, that was a lot of pressure on my shoulders, and I was in my 20s. And when I got there, all I was thinking about is what everybody else thought of me instead of thinking about shooting my game, shooting that tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I, you know, understand what some of you kids go through. So just work through it, and it'll be all right, and you'll eventually get where you need to be. And so are we going to have time to deer hunt this year?
Yeah, with me staying around home, we will.
We have to get one, Bob. You smoked that one doe there a couple years ago, and I tell you, that was a drag, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Had them coyotes on us.
Well, yeah, that was your first buck. Had them coyotes on us. I'll share a little clip of that. And then that doe, I mean, you smoked her right through the heart. Now, I don't know how many big bucks you've seen that year, but it was a lot. I know I talked on Greg's podcast about a that big old monster buck we seen where I'm not going to say what county it was, but it was in Ohio.
Yeah.
He's a stud, wasn't he? Well,
Yes, he was.
probably 6 or 7 bucks out there, wasn't he?
Yep, in one field.
Chasing. That's rough on a kid right there. Talking about controlling your nerves. I mean, you both just tore up, weren't we?
Yeah.
And I don't know if I ever told you this, but you was using the muzzleloader, and we made it to the edge of that barn where that field was, and then bucks was running all over the place. And of course, that big monster buck, I mean, that Booner was trying to chase some other bucks off that doe. You know, that doe was hot. And just probably, what, 10, 15 more yards, you'd have had a clean, ethical shot.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? When I got the gun to unload it, take the primer out, I never had a primer in that. So all that work, if you would have got a shot, guess what?
Nothing would have happened.
Nothing would have happened. That would have been terrible, wouldn't it, Bob?
Yeah.
Oh, well. All right, buddy. Well, I thank you for all you do with Greg, working with Gregory, and he's looking to have a good year this year, and you know, I'm proud of you, so just keep up the hard work, and we'll see what happens, eh?
Yep.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Bobby Hill, it's Rob Marchand of Hunting Out Loud. We'll see y'all.